bring him in now. Eagles corner, Kravon LeBlanc. Kravon, how are you?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Thanks for joining us. So, when you first came to Philly, not many people knew who you were, including your defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. But the one thing that he did remember about you was that play in 2017 when you were with the Bears, you were playing the Eagles, late in the game, you guys were getting blown out. You hustled and you caused a fumble on Jay Ajayi. Ultimately, the Eagles recovered, but you hustled on that particular play. It's that never give up attitude. Does that epitomize who you are?
Absolutely, man. I'm a go hard type of guy to the end, to the finish. It's not over to the fat leg thing, and that's just me. That's just the type of player I am. You know, I'm tenacious, I'm scrappy. I'm going to scrap to the end. So that's me right there.
And obviously you scrapped to the end when you joined the Philadelphia Eagles. So you joined the Philadelphia Eagles in November. Your first game with the Eagles was against the Saints. You guys got blown out in that particular game. A few weeks later, you guys get them in the playoffs, and you set the tone, I think, with that pick on the first play of the game for your defense. Do you feel like that was the case? Do you feel like you set the tone with that pick?
Oh, you know, man, I feel like it took. We definitely surprised everybody in that stadium and in the stands, because when the ball went up and I intercepted it and picked it off. Like, you know, we was coming into the game, we was underdogs. Nobody didn't think we was going to win or, you know, they had us down, I think, what, 6 point, 7 point underdog. And, you know, boom, there you go, right before your eyes. It's like, oh, we up 14 zip now. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like, yeah, that was a good jump start and a momentum change for us.
So looking back on that game, like you said, you started out 14-0. You were in control of that football game. You know, that fake punt happens. That kind of turns the tables. But looking back on that game, do you feel like you guys let one get away?
I mean, I don't feel like we let anything get away. I mean, we put our best foot forward. And, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, that's the game. And that's football.
Right. We look at it after the game. Your head coach, Doug Peterson, waited outside to the locker room. He shook everybody's hand. What did that moment say about him, and what did that moment mean to you?
Yeah, he's a player's coach, man. He cares about his players. He cares about everybody who's in our locker room, from the coaches to players to staff. You know, you're part of Philadelphia Eagles. It's brotherly love. It's a family. And, you know what I'm saying, he just wanted to let us know to keep our heads held high, like the champions we are.
We're talking to Eagles corner, Kravon LeBlanc. So, your defense, you guys did a little something. You put on ski masks after turnovers. Talk about that.
Rod and Jalen Mills actually came up with it, and as they were talking about it on the side, they was like, "Hey man, somebody get an interception or a turnover, man, y'all put that mask on, like that's what it's gonna do." And then like at first it was just for like giggles, like, you know what I'm saying, but then like it actually turned into, you know what I'm saying, something that we actually wanted to do. Like it challenged us. It challenged each player, like in the room, on the defense side of the ball. Like, yeah, who gonna be that one? Put the mask on today. It only cost a turnover. You know what I'm saying? So everybody out there trying to do the best they can to do their job and take the pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause crazy turnovers. And definitely put that mask on. So it definitely did bring the competitive edge out of the defense.
Were you a little upset? Because after that Saints game, we had Kamara and Mark Ingram. They put the mask on, mocking you guys. What was your reaction to that?
Man, I don't really pay attention to none of that. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
All right.
When it was all said and done, we both was out. So.
Very true. Very true. We're talking the Eagles corner, Cravon LeBlanc. So I got to ask you this. How long did it take for you to get comfortable with Jim Schwartz's defense?
I mean, I would just say taking it day by day, and like the more and more you practice it week in and week out, you actually get like, you know, you actually get smooth with it. Like the communication in the back end with the guys start to get smooth and fall into play. And then like just when you start to play with guys who on the field with you for 3-4 plus weeks, then you start to kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like we in each other's bodies, like we kind of know like what's going on, or know what each other has to do out there. So it's not hard to pick up the defense at all.
Okay. And ultimately, it seemed like that you guys went on, the chemistry started to build between you guys in that secondary. Obviously, there were some injuries in that secondary, but as the season went on, it definitely seemed like the chemistry, you guys had a level of chemistry and you came together. So we look at you guys after the loss to the Cowboys. Many thought the season was over. Nick Foles comes in. There seemed to be some magic. But in your mind, what turned you guys around late in that season? What turned things around for you guys?
I mean, we know what we was up against. We knew our backs was against the wall, and we knew that we had to come out swinging. If we lost the game, then our season would have been over. And nobody in the locker room wanted that, or wanted the season to end like that on that type of note. So everybody just buckled down, you know what I'm saying, from the coaches to the players, putting in that work, putting in that overtime week in and week out to make sure we went 1-0 each and every week.
That's what you guys did. You know, you went 1-0 each and every week, and ultimately you were able to make it to the playoffs. Moving forward, obviously this is going to be Carson Wentz's team. We saw the article out there, certain anonymous players coming out against Wentz, and then Wentz later acknowledging that he needs to be a better teammate moving forward. How do you view that whole situation?
I really don't get into stuff like that. I mean, what I can say is I know that Carson Wentz, he's a great football player. He's a great leader on our team, and he's a great guy. And he's going to do everything and, like, his power to, you know, say put his best foot forward and put us in a position that we need to be in. And, you know, we're 100% riding with him. So that's all I can say.
Well, let me ask you this. Was there a difference with Foles in the game? Because it seemed like, and I don't know if this was a byproduct of Nick Foles and his magic, or was it a byproduct of your team just coming together? What was it?
It was just the team coming together.
Okay. And that you did. You definitely came together.
So all year we was up against the next man up mentality, and when Nick came in, he was next man up, and he did what he had to do. I definitely think it was a team effort.
So let me ask you this: you are under contract next season for the Eagles. Many feel like the Philadelphia Eagles have found their slot corner for many, many years. What role do you expect to have next season in Philly?
My mission is to come back bigger, stronger, faster, take my game to the another level, and continue to just put my best foot forward. Like I said in the past, you know, I feel like I'm putting up a good resume right now, and I just want to continue to do that for the Philly fans, for the Eagles, for the organization, and for my teammates. So that's what I'm going to do. And may the results be what they may.
So you talked about the Philly fans, and they're a great bunch of fans, very passionate fans. What was it like playing in Philadelphia for this fan base?
Man, I love it, man. The fans go crazy. They go crazy. They're very outgoing. They bring the energy. They travel well, man. I can't say enough about Philly fans, man. I love them. They support you. And it's a whole lot of brotherly love out there. And it's flag is fly always.
And the thing with you is, you went, you came in, not many knew who you were, but then you started making plays after play after play. And then the fans just started talking about you, and we started to hear your name more and more as you continued to make play after play after play. Did you notice the difference as time went on and how much love you got from the fans in Philly?
Can you say that again?
Did you notice the difference in terms of love and how much love you got from the fans in Philly from the beginning when you came here to the end of the year?
Absolutely. I've been in Detroit and I've been to Philly, and out of all places I've been, I mean, I got love in Chicago, but I feel like the love here in Philly, man, it's like love at first sight, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the fans of Philly, they with you, they ride, they love their team, they love the Eagles. And that's what I love about them. Like, they don't care about nothing else but, like, winning. Like, they there for you. That's all I can say. I can't even explain it. It's crazy.
and yeah, they were definitely there for that franchise. And again, they were calling your name, and you got a lot of love as the season moved on. We're talking the Eagles corner, Kravon LeBlanc. And I'm looking at your story, reading your story, and I'm seeing a guy who, you know, may or probably should not be here, but ultimately you're here. We look at the backstory. You know, you were told, your mother was told that possibly you would be born with birth defects, so on and so forth. But ultimately, you're here. You're doing big things. You're in the NFL. You're living your best life. When did you realize that you were destined to do big things in this world?
You say, when did I realize?
Yeah, when did you realize that?
I mean, you know, I'm big on faith. I'm a praying man, and I just knew that as long as I kept the man up above first in everything I did and just put grind behind it, everything will pan out. And one day that hard work will pay off. And that's right now, that's what it's doing.
For sure. For sure. So 5 years from now, what will we be saying about Kravon LeBlanc?
5 years from now, I'm trying to put on the gold jacket. I'm trying to bring. I'm trying to do it all, man. I want to bring championships to Philly.
If you could bring another one to Philly, they'll definitely love you, man.
Yeah, for sure.
They'll love you forever.
But yeah, though.
That. They'll love you forever.
So, do a lot. All I can say is stay tuned. Stay tuned. It's God, me and God, we definitely got some in the works.
Okay. All right. So we're definitely going to stay tuned, and we're definitely going to see. So going into this offseason, is there one thing that you want to focus on to get better going into 2019?
Absolutely. Keep working on my craft, being technically sound, and my technique. I want to be quicker, faster, stronger, and just, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of major emphasis going to my lower half, lower part of my body.
For sure. So make sure you guys follow his journey at Strap_ENT. That's Strap_ENT, and that's on Twitter. And support all the great things going on with Eagles Corner, Kravon LeBlanc. Also, hit him up on Instagram, Strap_ENT. And again, support all the great things going on with Eagles Corner, Kravon LeBlanc. Go ahead.
No, I ain't say nothing.
Okay. So, fans, make sure you support him. This guy came into Philadelphia, did some amazing things late into the season. and he proved that he belongs in the National Football League. We'll see what happens moving forward. So, Craven, absolute pleasure talking to you, man. Wish you nothing but the best of luck moving forward. We'd love to do it again.